Vrindavan Mahimamrita ki jai, Krishne kanta bhavam kva nu, sakalo jana vaishyam apnot ya yat nat. Krishna, Krishnas yascharya simha parama, bhagavata kutra lilarta murti, kutratya krishna padambuja bhajana mahananda samaraja kashta. Bratar vakshe rahasyam shinu sakalamidam srila vrindavane tra. Where do living entities easily attain Krishna? Where are the wonderful transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna to be found? And where can one see the highest form of bliss due to worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Krishna? Oh, Bratar. Interesting. Sanskrit, Bratar means brother. Last line, first word. Bratar means bro there. Bro there. Oh, brothers, just listen. As I tell you the secret, everything is available in Vrindavan Dham. Rahasyam Srinu. Tat Srinu, Krishna told Arjuna in Gita. Tat Srinu, just hear that. Just hear me. Rahasyam Srinu. Hear the secret. What is the secret? Sakalamidam Sri Vrindavane Tra. You can accomplish everything and anything and all things in Vrindavan. So we should desire to accomplish the darshan of Krishna's pastimes, and we should desire to experience the highest bliss by worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna para ambuja bhajana. Krishna para ambuja bhajan. Krishna para ambuja. Ambuja means lotus. Para. Krishna para ambuja bhajan. So we're doing para ambuja. Para ambuja. Para ambuja bhajan. Krishna Parambuja Bhajan. We're engaged in worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna. And that gives us Mahananda. And it gives us Samrajya Kashta. It gives us great kingdom. All opulences and supreme bliss. Samrajya Kashta. Everything's available. The whole kingdom of God is available at the lotus feet of Krishna. Text 88, same chapter. Grihandakupe patitam kadamham udritya mudam kripaya svaiva kamarika lahi gune nigirnam mateva brindatavi neshyase senkam. O Vrindavan, this fool has fallen into the dark well of family life and been devoured by the black snake of sense gratification. Doesn't sound too good. Oh, Vrindavan, when? Kada? Patitam karamam, when will you deliver me? By your kripa, your merciful glance, and give me shelter in your lap. The lap of Vrindavan, Mateva Vrindatavi, Nesya Sain Kam, Udritya Mudham, one big fool, fool number one. Griha Anda Kupa. It's the same verse in the Bhagavatam. Griha Anda Kupa. Kupa means well. Anda means blind. And Griha means household life. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakar. Same word, Anda. Griha Anda Kupa. Krishna Surya Sama is equal to the sun. Krishna is equal to the sun. Maya Haya Andakar. Maya is like a blind night, dark midnight. Amavasya, midnight. Maya is like Amavasya, midnight. deep, dark, black night, and no visibility. And Krishna is like the bright sun at noon, high noon. Krishna Surya Sama, Krishna Surya. So if we generate Krishna, then we'll always be in the light of Krishna consciousness. And so what is a blind will? So in these fields, these agriculture areas, they often dig a well to irrigate the crops. And then maybe they sell that land, or that they don't farm that land for some reason, for whatever. And this well is in a field, and it's usually just at the surface of the ground. And some grass grows here and there, and there's a lot of grass and maybe wheat growing in a field. And you say, oh, what a beautiful field. Let's walk in the wheat fields. Nice. So you're walking along, doot-doot-doot, doot-doot-doot, doot. All of a sudden, then you go, doot 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 doot, doot. And then you fall in this well, which you didn't see because it was a blind well. Blind well doesn't mean a well that doesn't have eyes. Blind well means a well that you don't see. And consequently, you fall into the deep, dark bliss. Abyss. Not bliss. Abyss. Abyss at the bottom of the well. And then no one can hear you. It can be 100 feet deep well. There's wells here that are 200 feet deep. Very deep wells. Dried wells. And you, boom. Oh, Krishna! So this is the problem, that people fall in these deep, dark wells, Griham Andakupam, 200, 300, 500, 1,000 feet deep, and no one can hear anything that's going on there. Text 93. Jana napyamritam vihaya garalam bunje swayam bandam api arti brata nibandanam dridhataram Kurve sudrik swan davat. Sri Vrindatavi materi kamiha maj jivatur asti swayam. Yat tvam sneha mayi viksha janatam swankam samaneshyasi. Although amritam, nectar, is available, I drink poison. Although I have beautiful eyes, I am practically blind. I always increase my material bondage, which is the cause of misery. O Vrindavan Mata, Sri Vrindatavi Mata. Oh, my mother Vrindavan, she's a Devi. Yashoda is also a Devi. She's an elderly gopi. She's a mother. Rohini is a Devi. Radharani is a Devi, but she's a young gopi. Radha Devi. Yashoda Devi. Vrindatavi Matar. Oh, Mother Vrindavan. Oh, Mother Vrindatavi. Oh, Mother Sri Vrindatavi. My only hope in life is that you are most affectionate. Therefore, you will pull me out of worldly association and give me shelter on your lap. Jai Ho, Vrindavan Mata Ki.
Jai.
Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Oh, Shraddhavan Janahe, Shraddhavan Janahe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls upon all the men of faith. Shravan, those who possess faith, Shravan Jana, those men, those ladies, those wise, fortunate souls who have faith, then they understand that God is my father, God is my mother, God is my wealth, my life, my pran, my don, my everything. Very nice. The mother. This is a very nice analogy, because a child often does stupid things and the mother saves him. Everyone else may fail someone or let someone down, but the mother never lets you down. So your friends may let you down, your relatives may let you down, but your mother will never let you down. So Vrindavan is the place for the shelterless. Is a place that people that have been let down too many times by too many people and too many lifetimes and too many places, and they take shelter of Vrindatavi Mata. Vrindatavi Mata, and they say, "Oh Mother, I am yours, I am yours. Tave vasmi, na jivami toyavina, iti vigyaya devi tvam, nayamam charnatikam. Radha devi tvam, Vrinda devi tvam. Radha devi tvam." This is a prayer in Vilakkusumanjali, 102 or so, number 102, by Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. It's a prayer ostensibly, of course, to Radharani, but he uses the word devi. And some people substitute Devi for Radha. Tavevasmi, na jivami tvaya vina, iti vigaya devi tvam, they say, iti vigaya radhe tvam, nayamam charanantikam. Please understand this, O Radha Devi, O Vrinda Devi. I have, in life or death, I have no one but you. So we can apply this to Vrindatavi Mata. Vrindatavi Mata, O Vrindavan Mata, O my mother Vrindavan. In life or in death, I want to live with you on your lap. In dying, I want to die in your lap. A child wants to die on the lap of a loved one. So for the Niskinshan sadhu, there is no mother, there is no father, there is no wife. There is nothing but God and Guru and Dham. Guru, God, Nam and Dham. For this Kinshan Sadhu, for the Sadhu that has nothing, he has Guru, God, Dham, and Nam. What more? So he takes shelter of all four of these things. He takes Guru Ashraya, Krishna Ashraya, Dham Ashraya, Nam Ashraya. Takes shelter of Guru, takes shelter of God, takes shelter of Nam, and takes shelter of the holy Dham. Everyone's looking for shelter. Most people look for shelter in money and friends, money and relatives, insurance policies. I have everything under control. I got my fire insurance, my theft insurance, my car insurance, my house insurance, and my health insurance. What about your heart insurance? What is your heart insurance? Anybody selling heart insurance? Can anybody insure you that you'll be happy? Can anybody ensure you that you'll be peaceful? Can anybody ensure you that you won't take another death? Only Krishna. Krishna can do all three. He can give you a policy by which you'll never die, never be unhappy, and never be disturbed. It's called Krishna consciousness, full coverage policy. Yeah. KCFP. Why don't you sign up for our KCFP, our Krishna consciousness full policy program? What is the premium? Your life. What is a premium? Your life. What are the payments? Your day-to-day surrendered service at the feet of Guru and Krishna. Oh, that's a lot of payments. High premium. But you get a great, great result. Great retirement benefits. Future is very bright. Sadamam Krishna Dham. So this is shelter, beautiful consciousness, beautiful outlook, beautiful devotee. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur ki jai. He's deprecating himself. He's saying, "I'm stupid. I'm drinking. I'm blind. I'm drinking poison. I have beautiful eyes, but I can't see Krishna. I have a tongue, but instead of drinking nectar, I'm drinking poison. Speaking Gramya Katha, that means drinking poison. Eating bhoga, that means drinking poison. Nectar is available. Krishna Katha is nectar. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam. Tavakatamritam. Katha. Hari Katha is jivanam. It's life-giving. It's nectarine, life-giving. That nectar is available. I can speak about Krishna. I can chant Krishna's name, but I'd rather speak gossip. I always increase my material bondage. says that Brindatavi Mata is my only hope in life. Ekam jivatur asti swayam. Your most affectionate. Sneha-mai. Just see how the description of the mother, the Brindatavi Mata, what is her characteristic? She's Sneha-mai. Tvam Sneha-mai Viksha. I see, Viksha, I see that you're Sneha-mai. You're made, you're just saturated and composed and made of affection, the most tender, loving, ever-flowing, sweet expressions of affection and love. That's you, Brindatavi Mata. Sneha-mai. Even you can't find a material mother that's like that, Sneha-mai. Sometimes she's nice, affectionate, but sometimes she's mean as a thunderbolt. Huh? You're going to become Hare Krishna? Then no, you're off the will. No money for you. I'm writing you off. What's this Hare Krishna stuff? Hare Krishna, what is it? Just go to the work. Be quiet. If you keep up with this Hare Krishna stuff, I'm throwing you out. Not in my house. So many things they can say. So this is not Sneha-mai. It's on and off affection. Sometimes affectionate, sometimes vicious. Sneha-mai Brindatavi. Svankam Samane Asi. Very nice, very beautiful description of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Mother. There's many verses in Vrindavan Mahimamrita where the author, Prabodhananda Saraswati, addresses Vrindavan as a mother. Because he's a sannyasi. He's a Nishkenshan sadhu. He's a vairagi. Vairagi. He has no color. Vairagi. Rag means color. His mind is not colored with any attachments. No red, yellow, blue. No passion, no ignorance, no goodness. He's pure, shuddha sattva. Rag means color and rag means attachment. So vairagya. A vairagi means one who has no attachments because he's connected to God. That's not an attachment, that's a reality. A connection to God is not an attachment, that's reality. We have so many attachments, which attachments bind us to the material energy. Attachments bind us to the cycle of birth and death. But a vairagi has no attachments because he's in his natural position of being connected with God. Connection with God is reality, it's not an attachment. They can't say, he's that guy, he's attached to God. No, that's reality. Attachment, that's reality. Mamevamcho jivaloke jivabuddhasanatana. The living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. We're not attached to Krishna, we're part of Krishna. You don't say that my finger is attached, it's not sewn onto my hand, it's part of me. It's a continuous part of my body. It's not something I attach. You have a telephone, you plug in the earplug, and they say attachment or enhancement not accepted or attachment not accepted. So we are part of Krishna's body. So the sadhu gets connected, reconnected with Krishna, and then he's happy. But he also has, he's an entity. A living entity with feelings, bhav, jivera sarupera krishnera nityadas. This dasya bhav is a bhav, it's a feeling, it's emotions. Anandamayi. Anandamayi abhyasat. The soul is a unit of bliss, a unit of love, a unit of feelings. So the sadhu, even the sadhu has feelings of sneha, and he's collecting sneha from Krishna, Krishna sneha, and Radha sneha. And Brindatavi Sneha, and Vaishnava Sneha, affectionate dealings from Vaishnavas. Rupa Goswami says this is what we look for in Vaishnavas. When you're looking for Sadhu Sangha, what do you look for? Sajatiya Snigda. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he said these are the qualifications, or these are the characteristics we look for in an agreeable sadhu. He should be Sajati, Sajatiya. He should be with me. With my family, with my viewpoint, with my bhav, sajati. And he should be snigda. Snigda means sneha. He should be affectionate. So sneha, affection, is part of devotion, part of bhakti, part of the dealings of Vaishnavas. And even it doesn't mean this kinchin's sadhus like Prabhudananda Sarasvati are devoid of feelings, are devoid of love, are devoid of affection. They are extremely affectionate beings. But their affection and love is not misdirected to Maya and Maya's representatives, man, woman, etc., objects. We're so affectionate towards our objects and so affectionate towards our near and dear ones and so affectionate towards our bodies. These kinchins, they torture their bodies. It looks like it. They don't pay attention to it, but Krishna does. Krishna maintains their bodies. They forget to eat. They forget to sleep. They forget to drink, eat. They're absorbed in bhajan. But then Krishna comes, someone comes with some milk and says, Baba, you haven't eaten for days. My mother sent me this pot of, gave me this pot of milk to bring to you. Oh, sure, I don't know, what day is it? So Krishna personally maintains devotees like Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was absorbed in bhajan 24/7. And so he didn't think about eating or drinking or anything. I.e. Dina Diyarda Natahe. He's just absorbed in the mood of Vipralamba Bhav, fully tanmoy with Radharani's Vira Agni, the fire of her burning pain and separation from Krishna when he went to Mathura and left her in the dust. He left her in the dust, literally. She collapsed in the dust behind the wheels of Akura's chariot and never picked herself up again. Just stayed there in the same tear-drenched clothes, now coated with dust from the wheels of Akura's chariot, crying day after day. And that's where Uddhava found her when he returned to Nandagram. Gopis are all lying in the dust of Vrindavan, crying, Sham, Sham, Sham. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. They cried like this. This verse is there. Viraha Gita, chapter 39 of the 10th canto. I gave some classes on that in Bombay. And from this shloka, then Suradas Bilmangala Thakur, he wrote his Govinda Damodar Stotram, which has many refrains about the gopis and even about Draupadi and this one, that one. Then it ends Govinda Damodar Madhava. It's called Govinda Damodar Stotram. Govinda Damodar Madhava Stotram by Bilmangala Thakur. So these taking shelter of the mother, Vrindavan. Mother Vrindavan will never forsake us. My only hope in life, O mother, O my mother, O Vrindavan, O Vrindatavi Mata, you are my only hope in life. You're most snehamayim, affectionate. You can do it. I know you can do it. Please help me. Please pull me out of all this mayak association. Friends and relatives. Save me. Please give me shelter on your lap. A child stops crying when he lands on the lap of his mother. And so many people pick up the child and put him this way and that way, but he keeps crying and crying. When he lands on the lap of his mother, then he stops crying. I think there's servants out there. So this is the safe place, the mother's lap. The child knows that the lap of the mother is a safe place. That's like when Krishna was in Nandagram. Sometimes in monsoon season like this, there's big lightning and thunder. Shboom, shboom, shboom. And Krishna's in his bed. Oh, ha 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 ha. He got very scared and he ran into Yashoda's room. Yashoda, Maya, Maya, Maya. And he jumped in her bed and he says, ah, and he's crying. And then she picked him up and she kissed him all over his face and started held Krishna Lalaji, held Nandulal, Yashoda Dulal to her breast, and she was holding, cradling him and embracing him. She says, it's okay, it's only rainstorm, don't be afraid. So even when Krishna is frightened, he runs to Mother Yashoda and jumps on the lap of his mother, Sneha Mahi Yashoda. So this is, the sadhus take shelter in the holy Dham. Dhamma Shraya, Nama Shraya, Guru Shraya, Bhagavan Sri Krishna Shraya. There's no other shelter. Text 100. Sakridapi yadi drishta hanta brindar tavi atam. Sakridapi yadi radha krishna namab yadhai. Sakridapi yadi bhaktya sanatas twat prapano. Dhruva mahaha tada mam amba no pek shitasi. Or more prayers to the mother. Hanta brindatavi tvam. Oh mother, hanta, oh my mother Vrindavan, if I have seen you even once in my life, if I have uttered the names of Radha and Krishna even once in my life, and if I have respectfully offered obeisances to those great devotees who have surrendered unto you, Vrindavan, then I am confident that you, Brindatavi Mata, will certainly not neglect me. So that's faith. That's confidence. Amba means mother in the last line, Amba. Mam Amba. No pek shitasi. That means neglect. Pek shitasi means neglect. And no pek shitasi. No pekshitasi means not neglect. My mother, Mam Amba. Mam Amba. Amba means mother in Sanskrit. Mother Brindatavi. My mother will not neglect me. My father may ignore me and neglect me. Sometimes he does that because of his ego, his pride, especially when I get older. But my mother, she'll never neglect me. She'll always give me her heart. She'll always give me her attention. She'll help me. When my father won't give me money, my mother will. My father will punish me and slap me. My mother will forgive me and kiss me. This is mother's. Mother's love. So Vrindavan is that type of mother. Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai. Brindatavi Matta ki jai. If I have had Vrindavan Darshan once, if I've once uttered Radha Krishna, and if I've offered obeisances to the Brijvasis even once, who have surrendered to Vrindavan, I am confident. Dhruvam means confident. Dhruvam ahaha. Ahaha tada. I am confident, Dhruvam, that you will not neglect me. Shri Vrindavan Dhamma ki.